Here we go. Good morning. It's 7:13. We'll take a full look at the forecast here in a little bit. Just know it's going to suck out. Do that moon, though. That moon, bro.
Did you see that moon, bro?
If you show me your ass, I swear to God, I'm going to be very, very upset with you.
I mean, it is a full moon.
I noticed it this morning when I first got into work. I was like, damn, that moon is that's big and bright.
I stepped out last night for some reason, looked up in the sky. I was like, oh, yeah, it's supposed to be that like 12-12 full moon night. And it was every bit of it.
Blue moon, I saw you standing alone.
What?
Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon. Blue moon.
Oh, that's a great song.
Blue, blue, blue. I think that's, I don't know if that's how it goes.
No, no.
No, it's more like blue, blue, blue.
Blue, 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 blue. Is that the same song?
Are you thinking, I don't think Blue Moon does that. Maybe it does. Dip, da, dip, da, dip, down, da, down, da, down, down, dang, ding, dong, ding, blue moon, blue, blue, blue moon. Dip, da, dip, da, dip, blue, 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 blue
same
moon.
One.
Tip to lip, dom da da dom da dang da dom dang a dang da dom dang a ding a dom ding a ding a dom ding. Blue moon.
It's a great song.
That wasn't bad.
That was
I think we should take that on the road.
Yeah.
And now we're only going to sing part of Blue Moon.
You know what? We need to bring that style back.
I do like the oldies in that sense.
Yeah.
At times on the golf course or I'm out fishing, I'll throw that on. Listening
just
to
something
it.
Different, you know?
When I'm at the sock hop. Or I'm going to the malt shop with my best gal.
Get to go get a milkshake.
Hold hands.
All right. Go to the outdoor theater.
Good times. Go to a lover's lane and over the pants stuff.
Did you have a lover's lane? Did you have a place where you would take your charger?
I'd take the charger. Now we just
go do it.
No specific place. You just find like a dark back alley,
it's like a dead end somewhere,
or somewhere like out in the country. The Bronco too was real good because you could just like go into fields and wooded areas.
Now here's
put
the question:
four wheel drive, and then put it in a four wheel drive.
Nice. Were you ever mid thrust, if you will, and then all of a sudden?
Oh yeah, yeah. I can see it right now. I remember when
happened. It's a place.
Me and my girlfriend Jenny at the time.
Yeah.
I thought I was in the perfect spot, and all of a sudden, doosh, lights.
Except it's not a knock. It's just like the flashlight.
Yeah.
You know, it's the flashlight on the window.
The officer was courteous enough to give us just a quick moment to throw our clothes back on.
Put your clothes back on. Get the hell out of here.
Hey, turn down that blue moon. I've got to talk to you for a second. Come on. Anyway.
Sing along, officer. Sing along.
How the hell do we get onto this? We talk about the moon? All right, should we do morning dump?
Hell.
Might as well. Segue.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Like the song. Harvey Weinstein has reached a tentative $25 million settlement with dozens of his alleged victims. This is according to TMZ. According to the deal, the disgraced studio mogul will not be required to admit any wrongdoing or pay anything to his accusers himself. Insurance companies representing the Weinstein Company will make the payments.
Yeah, they
Does that make it better?
No, it doesn't.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel bad for you. All the Steens. It's not a good year for you guys.
No.
Or a couple of years.
No. Well, I don't feel bad for him because they did horrible things.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for him at all.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. That's, but 25, I guess, do you put amount of money on this? Does that help?
No.
You know what I mean?
Your money should have nothing to do with it. It's emotional.
So that's what I mean. I guess they're trying to, you know, for distress, pain and distress. Like, I understand that. But I feel like putting a dollar amount, how do you put a dollar amount on
this? It's almost like getting wrongfully accused and spending like 10 years in jail. And then they find out, oh yeah, you didn't do it. Here you go. Here's a settlement.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, no amount of money is going to give me that 10 years back.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Kind of the same situation.
I don't know. Well, there you go. Well, whip out your pocketbook there, Weinstein, because you're going to pay. In all, dude, this is cool. We'll make it a little bit nicer in here. An all-electric powered seaplane took flight in Vancouver, British Columbia, in what is to believe the first flight in history of airplanes. The companies involved said it was the first step to building the world's first all-electric commercial fleet, which could be in business as early as 2022.
Wow.
Dude, isn't that crazy?
That's pretty awesome.
Electric airplanes. I'm surprised we're not there.
You know,
think about it. You have solar panels all over the plane. You could technically fly forever up until maybe something mechanically goes wrong.
Elon Musk was talking about it last year on a podcast, and he was kind of in the development of trying to do it. I can't remember what the biggest problem was, but there was something really significant where it like basically stopped the project. I can't remember what it was. I want to say it had something to do with like thrust, like the amount of energy it takes to get the plane off the ground. It's like once it's in the air, it's fine.
You're good.
Because you're going, inertia.
Yeah.
But it's just like the amount of thrust and energy it takes to get off the ground.
Here's where I'm like, okay, I understand that. But think about the electric cars. They go 0 to 60.
And nothing.
Now, is that torque related or is that just because of how fast that I just feel like.
Well, electric power is right now.
Is right now.
Right
so
now.
Don't you think that's what you need to.
Yeah, you think.
Rate it.
But maybe it takes. Too much power. But you would think, the amount of how many batteries you
can
put on a
plane. That's another big thing is, are the batteries too heavy?
That's right. So you got to consider weight.
Yeah.
The batteries are extremely, extremely heavy.
Yeah.
That's a problem with the electric cars. It's not really a problem anymore, but that was kind of the biggest hump.
Yeah.
Of the weight because the cars were like twice as heavy.
It'll be interesting to see. I am all for the electric revolution that we're having.
Yeah.
We should be farther along in this.
Absolutely.
We've been, hampered by, big oil. I'm not getting on my soapbox here, but we should already have electric planes.
Dude,
we already should. And everyone should be driving electric cars. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this or not, but we're killing the planet very quickly.
Right.
We need to turn this thing around.
It's the big oil, man. It stands in the way.
I'll get into an electric. I don't care. Put me into a goofy little electric car if I don't have to pump my thing. You know how much it costs to fill up my truck?
Yeah.
It is not cheap.
A lot.
You were talking about what's the fastest way to waste $100?
Mm-hmm.
Fill up my truck.
Yeah, that's about it.
There you go.
Boom.
And then I can get a snack and a soda from the gas station and a full tank of gas.
Electric.
Dude, plug me in, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Plug me in.
Big oil's been in the way for a long time. It'd be interesting to get the big oil guys in like a Tesla.
Yeah.
To see what they say.
No, they won't because they're like, this is going to put us out of business.
Right.
Yeah. Oil oil will drop down to, like 10 cents a barrel.
Right. Just,
we don't need it anymore. We have electricity.
Yeah.
There's a big sun that powers all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. What do we know? We're just dumb morning show hosts. Lastly, I call BS on this. Researchers in Denmark messed around with 1,000 beers and came up with a sad conclusion. Tapping a shaken beer with your fingertip won't stop it from exploding. You know what, Denmark? Why don't you shut the hell up? It doesn't matter if you chuck a beer down the stairs. I'm going to grab it. I'm going to go, and I'm going to crack it open, and I'm going to chuck it.
What's the idea behind it?
Don't we have like cancer to solve? And right now, people in Denmark are like, "Oh, so hold on, we need to do the beer test." Josh, you take the beer, you shake it up, and we tap it. I don't know, that's more German, but I'm sure there were some German scientists there.
Right.
Undusen, we tap the beer.
Yeah, if a beer rolls down the stairs and it's all shaken up, just shotgun the thing.
There's nothing better than at a party when you take that beer and you.
Boom!
Ah, right. It's all foam, but you just
stone cold Steve Austin
pour it all over yourself. It's great.
Yeah.
But seriously, Denmark, there's still cancer in the world. Maybe we focus on that instead of whether or not a beer is going to be fizzy or not.
That's probably a good idea.
I think we were a little preachy today on the morning dump. That's it.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.